Tampa Bay Rays opening day statement, "It's a great day to arrest the killers of Breonna Taylor." By Dylan Gwynn on July 24, 2020. It's opening day for the Tampa Bay Rays, and the organization used their first social media post of this all-important day to call for the arrest of the officers who killed Breonna Taylor. The Rays made that post, and others from their official Twitter account. The team also called for the end of systemic racism, while displaying a black fist. According to Breitbart's Nate Church, Taylor, a Kentucky EMT, was fatally shot in her bed by officers of the Louisville Metro Police during the execution of a no-knock warrant, the primary target of which was already in custody. According to a lawsuit filed in response, officers entered Breonna's home without knocking and without announcing themselves as police officers. Detective Brett Hankison, Detective Miles Cosgrove, and Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly are accused of firing a full 20 rounds of ammunition into the home in the early morning hours of March 13. Hankison also faces allegations of sexually assaulting drunk women after offering them rides home from local bars. On Thursday night, Lakers star LeBron James devoted the opening part of his post-game speech to calling for the arrest of the officers involved in Taylor's death. Also on Thursday night, all players and coaches the Washington Nationals, New York Yankees, and Los Angeles Dodgers, took a knee prior to the playing of the national anthem. Nearly all members of the San Francisco Giants did as well, with the exception of pitcher Sam Coonrod. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at @themightygwynn.